rock patriot song ever.
Yep.
Better than Neil Diamond's Coming to America or whatever that was.
I just like Bruce better, so that's I'm slanted.
Or better than R.O.C.K. in the USA.
Ooh, John Cougar.
Living in America, James Brown.
James got problems.
Red, white, and... I know. Do you have that same issue? See, I have a problem. I love... James Brown music is some of the best music ever. But then I realize he's a
full
jerk.
Arsenal of it.
And then I realize he's just a big old...
And so then you have this moral ethical dilemma when you play it.
Yes.
It sucks. Because I love it.
It's like the best music ever.
And he should have been in jail way before he wrote a lot of it.
I mean, and he was just an a-hole.
He was a jerk. 100%.
Red, white, and blue, Lynyrd Skynyrd?
Yeah. No, I still go with Bruce. Even though John Cougar, though, would be... That's a tough one for me because he's a Heartland guy. I like the whole Heartland.
Living in the USA by Steve Miller Band?
Yeah.
It's got to be Bruce. Best song
ever. Yeah, I think so. I'll go Bruce. I mean, John Cougar would be my number two, though.
Did you watch girls play soccer?
Yeah.
Man, I'm sitting there screaming at the TV. And my wife is just laughing at me because I'm screaming at the TV. I don't even care about women's soccer. And I'm just screaming, getting all into it. Just because, man, I'm all about the team, red, white, and blue.
I am exactly with you. And you know what was on the radio all day?
What's that?
Is the women's team the most hated team ever?
Why?
Because, well, it goes with a couple things that, you know, is the pre-World Cup about equal pay. And then...
What, equal pay for women's soccer players versus men?
Yeah, and I think they 100% deserve it. But the problem is there is a prize money difference between the two, even though the men didn't even go to the World Cup last time. So... There's a prize money difference, but the men aren't doing anything to earn any money. The women are. And so there was that, and then there was the Megan Rapinoe thing with Trump, and then there's the celebration thing against, is it Thailand or Cambodia in the very first game? You know, and then are they too cocky? Or are they...
All right, well, let's talk about this.
There's a bunch briefly. There's a bunch of aspects to this why they've become sort of villainous in this World Cup.
Now, I don't understand how the women, I mean, I get the fairness of being paid the same, but the men's soccer brings in 100,000 times more money than the women's soccer.
Actually,
does.
That's not true anymore.
It is true.
No, it's not.
It is.
I could have sworn earlier this week that the women are bringing in more money than the men.
That's
right
not
now.
True.
Really?
It's not true.
Look at both of us. Our journalistic backgrounds.
It's not true.
Our journalistic backgrounds are just spewing information right now. We're not even on the ball at all.
This is called ass pull.
Yeah. Yeah. Because I thought that forever, but then I thought recently that there was some information out with this World Cup, because the men weren't even in the World Cup last time, that I thought that this World Cup they'd kind of surpass it. Now, if the men get into the World Cup, that will probably change that whole dynamic.
Well, I'm trying to look it up because...
Yeah, I saw that.
I know nothing.
You know, we'll have to... You know, we're going to have to research and get back to you.
Well, the total prize money for the World Cup...
That's prize money, though.
$30 million. Right, I don't know.
And jersey sales are through the roof right now.
Well, yes, of course.
Right. So, the bottom line is this. Do you find them... hard to watch because of their celebration. I'm asking you this.
This is according to Forbes.
Okay.
The Men's World Cup in Russia generated over $6 billion in revenue.
Well, that's the whole...
Meanwhile, the Women's World Cup is expected to earn $131 million.
And you know the prize money is
for
only...
For the full four-year cycle.
Wait. But the prize money is only $40 million? So where's the other... What is that? $110 million going? What did you say the total was?
$131.
So where's the other $90 million going?
I don't know. I think that to the stadiums and the people that clean the stadiums.
Man,
and the
no
coaches.
Wonder FIFA's corrupt as all get out.
Now, $6 billion.
They have so much money out there, and they're not even giving it back to the players in the countries.
Well, stop and think about it. The men in one World Cup year created $6 billion, $6 billion, and their total prize money is $440 million.
So where's that money going?
Well, that's a good question.
Holy crows! No
six
wonder.
Billion, and then the women only bring in over 3 years, $131 million, 3 years total. That's how much the disparity is.
But how much money is the U.S. men's team making versus the...
Well, that's the other thing.
That's really... Because that's what matters.
Well, we suck.
Well, still
we didn't make the World Cup.
I know.
But this is World Cup, so I don't see how women should be expected to be paid the same when they're only bringing in $131 million and the boys are bringing in $6 billion.
Yeah, but the American boys are not bringing
that
in.
No, but worldwide, the American boys that are good, they don't play in America. They play on other teams.
Yeah, you're off topic.
You
got to combine apple to apple, and that you didn't pull it up, is which team makes more money? Which team? How much money does each team bring in to American soccer? Because they're getting paid through American soccer.
American soccer? I don't know. American soccer has nothing to do with this.
It has 100% to do with it.
Why?
Because that's who pays the girls. That's who pays the guys. American soccer makes the money, and then they distribute the money back out.
Okay, but I don't know.
It's not. It's a different entity. It's not like when the Warriors win or the Raptors this year, win it, and then the money goes to the Raptors.
Yeah.
It's not like that.
Okay.
So the U.S. national team... soccer development, whatever they call it, the U.S. Federation, pulls all the money in. Now, which team is generating the most money?
Now, I would think, okay, as far as American soccer, I mean, because this is all happening in France, so nobody's generating any money in America. This is
except
all happening
for jersey
in France,
sales.
Except for jersey sales. And
advertising.
But none of this happened.
And sponsorship.
Well, advertising revenues go to the networks.
No, but there's still sponsorship for the teams.
Yeah, but it's all going to the networks.
No. U.S. soccer makes money off of sponsorship.
Except for the royalties, yes, the royalties, but that's nothing compared to...
So do you think this team is villainous?
No.
Okay. I'm with you.
Not at all.
I'm 100%
with you. As
villainous
as the rest of them. Did you see that girl in the last game who scored the English goal, the second goal in England, that got called back, and she did put her little eyeglasses up and was like, shut up, and about slapped her down.
Well, you realize that you saw earlier with the teacup,
yes,
right?
I saw the teacup and the pinky, and it was an American team. I don't care about it.
See, I love that. Because I think actually...
She was right.
I actually think we were running across this criticism of the U.S. women's national team. I think it's generational. I think the old people are like, not in my back porch. Don't be doing that. Don't show up the other team. And then the millennials are like, hey, that's normal. Let's go. Because it's Instagram. It's Snapchat. It's whatever. It's like, hey, I'm going to show you what I'm doing. And here we go.
Well, is it that, or is it the fact that in football, they've kind of let the needle get moved in the NFLs? Now you can like have... choreographed touchdown skit.
Soccer started it a long time before the NFL started letting that stuff happen, I think.
Well, not the individuals, choreographed.
Yeah, the individual celebration and running around. Oh, yeah, they've been doing it. It happens in hockey. It happens everywhere now. So, I mean, I have no problem with what's going on.
All I know is the women's soccer team kicked France's ass. Love that guy. He's the best.
He gets paid a lot of money, by the way.
Well, to do that?
Well, he does. He's an incredible announcer, so yeah. He gets pulled in to do a lot of stuff. He's like what is his name, Baffert or whatever his name is that does the Let's Get Ready to Rumble. He gets paid an insane amount of money to do that.
Yeah.
And so does he.
Well,
I saw
Frank, and you know, France won the Men's World Cup last year. And but I had to give him grief that Americans beat his French team.
Yes.
I had to give him grief. And he wasn't pleased with it.
All right. So they're not villains.
They're not.
Win
no,
on Sunday.
But now the thing I still think they could have laid off a little bit against the Taiwanese team or whatever team they beat 50-0. They could have laid off. And I agree. I understand that there's a goal differential that plays in, but the statistics
as long as they have limited substitutions and they don't let you empty the bench, you're going to have that situation happen.
Well, that's going to happen, but they after 10-0, they could have possibly
8-0, 6-0.
Well, 10, I mean, I would give them 10.
Yeah.
Just because the rankings, the tiebreaker is goal scored. I get all that. That's
right.
A tiebreaker.
Right.
But nobody was, the United States was one of the best women's soccer teams out there. They weren't going to be.
Proving it again.
They weren't going to be tied with anybody.
No, definitely not.
So they didn't
definitely
need to, so, but you know, that was the only thing. And then I do have a problem with them celebrating after their 12th goal and their 13th. I do have a problem with that.
Well, they started everything kind of on a negative foot because that became a source of controversy. Well, and then it's carried. And it's carried.
I'm not a big fan. I like, you know, in hockey, most of the time when a team's blown out another team, they score the goal and they don't celebrate. They just go back to their
right.
bench. You know, they
once
might
it's
high
at
five,
that stage, right.
A high five or something.
Yeah,
but
if it's a good goal, you're going to get a
Yeah, but not a huge celebration. I like that.
And Rapinoe is a divisive character in American society, even though she shouldn't be.
She's got purple hair.
She's awesome.
She's pretty good.
I think Flat's so good.
So good. She's good. And just, yeah. you know, if she wants to
hopefully she's 100% healthy for Sunday, though. I mean, she didn't play against
yeah,
England.
But they didn't really miss her. What is it about soccer?
Yeah, they missed her. They missed her a lot, actually.
If you watch the first half, it was domination by the red, white, and blue.
Yeah.
And then in the second half, it was domination by, well, the other team.
Because I think it's a mental thing. Teams let up. Even though they hadn't scored enough goals to be in that situation, I think goals are so hard to come by, but you're allowing teams to get back into it. Heath blew the pass to Morgan that would have buried him. It would have put him up 3-0 in the beginning of the second half. Instead, Heath tried to bury her own goal in the top corner, and Morgan is sitting there like, "Hey, I'm right here." Like, simple pass, that would have been over.
It's goal. Game.
Done. You know who I'm impressed by on the team is I think he's been doing a ton of the dirty work. Is
that goaltender?
No, Dunn plays like left, halfback, fullback.
Yeah.
She has been shutting down their best players. She shut down France's best player, and she is making great plays all over the pitch.
Do you think the United States is ready for soccer? Because they've held off on soccer, the most popular sport on the planet. They've held off. But I'm beginning to think people are going to get...
The MSL is proving the numbers. They're running huge numbers now.
Are they running bigger numbers? Are they trending...
Yeah, say the Dirty South is the home of football and is where football is still king. The Atlanta team sells out 77,000 in that Mercedes-Benz Stadium. Sells it out.
I didn't know that.
Yeah.
I've never been to an MLS game. Is that as exciting, though, as a patriotic World Cup? Where, you know, it's all about...
No, it never will be. Because the players in the MSL aren't running...
It's like, I guess, comparing Olympic baseball to regular baseball.
Yeah, I mean, you're still not getting... The MSL still hasn't broken through to get the premier players. I mean, the premier players are playing in the Premier League. They're playing in the... What is it? The Bundesliga or whatever the German league is.
No, the fact that you know it is scary.
And the Spanish league and the Italian... I mean, the best players are playing in Europe. It's where the money is. It's where the prestigious. It's like the NHL and hockey, even though hockey is a global sport. I mean, northern global sport, and it's still the league to play in is the NHL. You know, so teams are going to leave the KHL, which is Russian, and they're going to leave the Swedish league, and they're going to come to the NHL to test to see how good they are. And so I think the MSL still isn't quite there yet as far as having establishment, but people are going and watching. The Rapids pull huge crowds.
I know. I need to go.
Yeah.
I need to just check it out. I need to just call them up and, well, I guess just go.
Just go. All right. So free agency, Avs, since I brought up hockey.
I have nothing. I know nothing.
All right. So I'm going to tell you a couple things they did.
Hold on. I got to find this out. Let me do my prep.
Oh, God. Your prep. Nice work. It's like dealing with the ADD 3-year-old right here.
All right. I'm doing my prep. Okay. Avs
so,
free
so one of the first things, one of the first things that happened is Carl Soderberg, who is one of my favorite players in the Avs. He left and is now a Coyote, and they did that for a couple of reasons. They had to ditch some room. He was going to get paid. He's also like 34, and they felt like they had to move him, and so that was kind of an interesting move. The next move they made is they went after this guy from Washington, Burakovsky, who is basically a super talented kid who hasn't fit in, which is an interesting pickup. He's kind of risky. If he fits in and plays to his potential and like becomes part of the Avs, I think it's an unbelievable steal that they got this guy from Washington.
Yeah.
They did lose Varlamov, their backup goalie.
They did?
Yeah, he's He went to the Islanders, I believe, if that makes sense.
Yeah, $20 million deal with the New York Islanders.
Well, they weren't going to pay him to be the backup. And they also have this kid coming up.
I didn't know he was a backup. Who's the... God, see, I know nothing.
So basically, he plays, and we have this young pup coming up that's supposed to be really good, that'll be a good backup. And then they made the big trade. And Tyson Berry, who, again, is another one of my favorite players.
Oh, I know. He's gone.
And he's had two career seasons. Ugh. And he and Kerfoot, who I also like because he's a dirty. He gets in there. He's not dirty, but he gets in there and does the dirty work. And they traded the Leafs to get Kadri, who got kicked out of the playoffs because he, for an unbelievable hit he did onto a Boston player. For the second time.
Was it a fair hit?
No, it was bad. It was bad. He shouldn't have done it.
And he's an Avalanche now?
He's now an Avalanche. But he gives the Avalanche Kazim Kadri.
Hear that, Eddie?
Kadri is going to bring a little edge to the Avs, and I think that's important. He's a guy who's going to be like defend his players, and he's a goal scorer. He's a tough all-around guy, and they took a risk on another defenseman who's kind of like the Burakovsky guy. And Colin Rosen, and Kyle Rosen, he's a Swedish guy. And so, yeah, I think he's going to be interesting. You know, I think he's an interesting add. We also got Donsky out of San Jose, which I'm pretty excited about. I really thought he had a good playoffs for the San Jose Sharks, and I think he's going to be a very helpful player. So far.
Is that Eunice or Jonas? I don't know. Who knows? J-O-O-N-A-I-S. I'm doing my prep.
Are you digging in over there? So far, what's happened is the Avs have like some of the most the most cap space of any of the teams. So they're making moves. And, everything I'm reading so far from guys who know way better than I do, who do all the scouting, is are the Avs going to be the next super team? Because they are just putting pieces in place.
Well, and they got some good youth. They've had some high draft picks the last few years.
Oh, yeah. I mean, their defensive little group with Gerard, McCarr, and then the new kid they just signed with the fourth pick, Byram. I mean, they have offensive skill set in the back end, huge. So they have several guys like written in that they need to
They were right there at the close to the playoffs.
Yeah. Yeah, no, I mean, I think
the Red Wings weren't.
Sakic is really becoming just the puppet master. He's doing an unbelievable job, like creating this team that we're going to have in Colorado. We're going to have this great, awesome opportunity to watch these guys play for quite a while because they're young, too. Fun. Can't wait. Long way away, but can't wait.
David Bach Show, KNFO. I can't believe you don't think that this song. I played this earlier this week.
You did? So you're playing it twice in one week?
Yeah, it's because you're the one that said patriotic songs. You need to play patriotic songs.
It's
the 4th of July.
Well, you played a bridge band there for a little while, even though I love the song.
Well, who cares?
But what are you doing now?
This is Neil Diamond. This is one of the greatest America songs ever.
I told you I liked the other one with John Cougar Mellencamp.
I mean, how can this not be the best patriotic song ever?
How many fireworks are going to have this song?
All of them.
All of them. At the end, like right before the big finale.
Because this song still gives you goosebumps every time you hear it.
This will be the finale to the fireworks right here. Every time.
There won't be any fireworks. There are not going to be any drones. It's a laser light show with Pink Floyd.
Pink Floyd's playing?
We've been traveling far. Without a home, not without a star. Free, only one will be free. We huddle close, hang on to a dream. On the boats and on the planes, they're coming to America. Never looking back again. They're coming to America. Home, don't it seem so far away? We're traveling light today. In the eye of the storm. In the eye.